KMZA.
Well, here we go. Back with match number three in what has been a very, very fun day of volleyball so far. For those who are just tuning in, let me get you caught up. It was a three-set win for Troy over Burlingame, the five being the four in the first quarterfinal match. The final score was 26-28, then 27-25, and in set number three, Troy winning that 25-15. It was a dominant performance for Donovan West following that one up in the second quarterfinal match. It was a 25-17 victory for the Mustangs, in which Donovan West had a 23-9 lead in set number two, so the score not quite indicative of how dominant that one really was. So the semifinals are set. Centralia versus Troy with the 1-4 seeds, excuse me, 1-5 seeds, respectively. And as for the other semifinal, it'll be the 3-2 between Donovan West and Bishop Seabury, who got the bye. Seahawks have yet to play. But here we have the Panthers and Trojans about to take off against each other, which they have squared off this season multiple times. In fact, Centralia this season... Yep, they're 3-0 against Troy on the year and 5-0 against them and Donovan West combined. And as mentioned, the Panthers mentioned this before we came back on the air. As Centralia is the number 8 team in the entire state, they went 8-3 in Twin Valley League play this year, 25-12. They got second place in the Twin Valley League tournament. They defeated Washington County 28-26, 25-21. With a loss to Donovan West, their lone time they lost to them this season, final score was 25-21, 25-11. They defeated Valley Heights 25-18, 24-26, 25-23 in pool play. They then defeated in the semifinal round, they beat Clifton Clyde in three sets, 27-25, 24-26, 25-17. But then they lost to Valley Heights. After beating them in pool play, they lost to them in two sets, 25-18, 25-19 in the championship to get second place. So the Troy Trojans coming off their fifth straight victory, their longest win streak since September of 2014. They're playing their best volleyball they're playing in a decade. Can they knock off the upset and do the unthinkable and send home the number one team in the sub-state tournament? We will see if we can get an upset here in this one. Should be a fun one, and I think it'll probably be the most competitive of the matchups between Centralia and Troy. The only thing that I would say is can Troy really bring back some of what they brought against Burlingame, or will they kind of fall flat after a very emotional and very physically expending match that went three sets and going extra in two of the three sets? We will see. There was a nice little break in between to kind of let Troy get some electrolytes, get some water, get some food in you, and then get you right back out of here and get you ready and energized for this match. As for Centralia, of course, they get the bye in the opening round match. Yeah, in the opening round, this will be their first match of the tournament. Let's take a look at the starters. First for the Troy Trojans, number one, a sophomore, Harper Wettstein. Number two, a senior, Eva Fumler. Number four, a junior, Gracie Grable. Number five, a junior, Allie Franken. Number 11, the senior libero, Nicole Judd. Number 24, a senior, Carly Grable. And number 25, a junior, Emerson Weber. Centralia Panther fans have really filled out the far side of the stands very well. As for the Troy fans, they're out to my left, and the Donovan West fans have kind of hung around. Not really a whole lot of Bishop Seabury fans. There are some across the way, but they're mainly being drowned out by the amount of Centralia fans that are here. They have traveled very well with the expectations of getting back to a state title after missing out last year. As for the Panthers, look at their starters. It'll be the 5'6 junior, number 5, Owen Dieters. Number 7, a 5'7 freshman, Hayden Kramer. Number 8, a 5'10 freshman, Josie Haberkamp. Number 11, a 5'6 junior, Tatum Kramer. Number 15, a 5'9 junior, Marissa Brockstrom. Number 19, a 5'9 junior, Isabel Haberkamp. Detroit Trojans are head coached by Kelly Rogers, and the Centralia Panthers are head coached by Cindy Osterhaus. Centralia is going with their black tops with the red on the shoulders with a couple of white stripes near the end of the shoulders. We have the white letters and numbers with the orange outlines and the black shorts as well. As for the Troy Trojans, they're going with their same uniforms they wore in their quarterfinal match. That is the white on blue, the white jerseys, blue letters and numbers with the blue shoulders with kind of some gray and some white kind of diagonal shapes on it as well. And as mentioned, blue shorts, they have the Trojan pressed on both of the right part of the shorts, and the left part is the Nike logo. So here we go, a TVL matchup in the semi-final round of the Class 1A D1 Burlingame Substate Tournament between Centralia and Troy. Number 5 seed Troy, number 1 seed Centralia. As we will announce our starters and get this thing. Oh, you just announced starters. They're gonna line up and then shake hands, and then we will get this one underway with a right to play in the championship on the line. And boy, wouldn't it be fun for Troy to kind of shake things up and avoid a rematch of last year's substate in Centralia when it was Centralia and Donovan West. And Donovan West beat him in their own house. If you don't think Centralia is extra motivated by that, then, well, you don't know Centralia sports. This team is extra motivated after missing the state tournament last year. It's the team that is desperately wanting to get back to Dodge City. A team that is historically dominant, has won the state title 15 times in a 25-year span, dating back from 1994 to 2018. They had that three-peat from 2016 to 2018. They went back-to-back in 2013 and 2014. And how about winning it 9 times in 10 years from 1997 to 2006? And, of course, the lone solo win in 1994 as well. Centralia enters this match winning 6 of their last 8 matches. And mentioned, Troy has won 5 in a row. So Troy will go ahead and serve it. They're going from left to right across your radio dial, and Centralia will do the opposite. Nicole Judd with the serve, and we are underway. And it'll be to the opposing libero. This one tipped over by Owen Dieters. Here's a set, wind up, and that one too strong. And Centralia gets the first point of the match. So it will be Dieters serving. She'll go back middle to Judd. Here's the set to Fumler, rather from Fumler to Gracie Grable. Nice dig to keep it alive from Tatum Kramer, and they get it over to the Troy side. Here's a set going to the near side. Now one set down by Harper Wettstein with a big-time kill. As mentioned, Centralia beat Troy 3 times during the regular season. Wettstein will serve it, the incredible sophomore for the Trojan team, but spoke too soon, and she puts that one into net for a service error. Don't think that puts any mark against her not being incredible. She has been phenomenal here today so far in that win against Burlingame up front, getting some big-time kills and big-time moments. Big wind-up for Allie Franken, be on the attack line. That is down for the kill. She had a tough time in the second and third sets getting that exact shot down, but she does it here. We are tied 2-2. Carly Grable will go ahead and serve it. A couple of substitutions for the Panthers. Marissa Brockstrom checking in. Not a great return. Tori Kuckelman will set this up for Owen Dieters, who sets it over. Returned by Harper Wettstein. Set by Fumler and set over by Gracie Grable. Here's a set by Isabel Haverkamp and slapped over by Hayden Kramer. Returned by Judd. Here's set up in the air by Wettstein. Back to Judd. She'll send this one too long. And Australia now leads it 3-2. Tori Kuckelman, the libero for the Panthers. Well, I thought she was going to serve it. Said, actually, the Kinsey Niehaus checking in the game. And for Isabel Haverkamp, who'll come in to serve, the 5'6 junior. Serve it away. The back line for Nicole Judd. That return goes to the Centralia side, dunked down. But Troy was ready for it. Hit over by Fumler. Beaters all over that one. Set by Kramer to the near side. Big blast. And it's down for the kill for Hayden Kramer. The 5'7 freshman gets the kill. I'll tell you what. Talking about the Centralia team, their two freshmen, Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp, they do not play like freshmen. They make a big-time impact. We'll get to see a lot of them today. Here's the return on the serve by Franken. She'll get it right back. It's blocked down. Kramer and Brockstrom with the block, and the Centralia fans, bench, and players on the court letting them know about it with a loud boom. They lead it 5-2 here in the opening set. Troy, they were able to overcome multiple large deficits in their opening round win over Burlingame. Here's a set by Kramer. Big wind up, and now it's blocked out of bounds. Brockstrom with the kill, and it's 6-2. What a start here by Centralia. Another serve coming up for Niehaus. Four straights for Centralia. Here's a set, far side. They're going up. Franken just tips it over. And that set goes right on top of the net. Nice dig underneath the net by Crazy Grable. She's going to go ahead and have it set over to the other side by her teammate, Fumler. Big wind up. Nice dig by Harper Weststein to keep it alive for Troy. Far side, Franken. And she's going to tip it to the back. And it's returned by Niehaus. Here's a set up by Kramer once again. That one too strong this time from Bertha Brockstrom, and Troy with the point makes it 6-3. Centralia making a statement. I mentioned that Centralia, they visibly did not want Troy to win that first match against Burlingame. You could tell by the way they were acting. They were right in front of me. I was hard to miss. This one blasts in the back line. Not a whole lot on it. Christian's been able to handle it. It's a little dink over. And Kramer handles it for Centralia. Tip back over to Troy's side by Brockstrom. Backwards set by Whitstein to wind up and down for the kill. Franken in between Kuckelman and Niehaus. And it's 6-4. So Troy gets four of the opening 10 points. Gracie Grable with the serve. Those middle Dieters had to die for that one. Keep it alive. Nice blast. Whitstein can't keep that alive. And the kill makes it 7-4. Now serving for the Panthers, Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman. Here's a serve. And that return, that's going to be an ace. Nicole Judd couldn't handle that one. Gracie Grable came to the sideline. We've got Fumler checking back in. Also in is Emerson Weber. That one return on the back line by Christensen. Not a great set. That's going to be a free ball sent over by Judd, the libero for Troy. Here's a set by Kramer, near side Owen Dieters, and just tips it over for the junior. Here's a set over to the far side. And Kramer sends this one up for Niehaus. That one deflected by the net, but down for the kill. A big part, Marissa Brockstrom, the 5'9 junior, puts Centralia up 9-4. Centralia controlling the net early. And Marissa Brockstrom is making a huge impact. Serve for Hayden Kramer, returned by Judd. Here's the set from the middle, and blocked is Franken back to the Troy side. And it's going to be set over by Emerson Weber. Here's Tatum Kramer, set to the near side. Big windup for Dieters. It's blocked to the net. And that's going to be a fourth hit. They're going to say that it wasn't even blocked. It was hit on into the net. And Troy back within four. And Coach Kelly Rogers clapping it up for his team, or excuse me, for her team, I beg your pardon. Surf coming from Eva Fumler, turned by Dieters, and that one, not a whole lot of air under it, so let's send a free ball over. Judd, Fumler, and the attack line, they'll send a free ball over. Poor communication there by the Trojans. Kramer to the near side, and putting in a glass, and that one is Brockstrom, and that is down for yet another kill. Marissa Brockstrom has just been way too much for Troy to handle. They have now scored 10 of the opening 15 points. It's 10-5. Serve from Tori Kuckelman, return by Christensen. Backwards set, big windup, and down for the kill for Franken. And she's getting her team fired up with that one. And Troy fans giving their support as well to my left. And 6 now, our score, trying to keep this one competitive. Owen Dieters. He gives it up for Kramer, gives it right back in. A big time wipe for Owen Dieters. And the 5'6 junior makes it 11-6. Looking at straight points. Stays a 5-point lead for Australia. Isabel Haberkamp checks back in for Kinsey Niehaus. Kramer serving. Here's a set. Lined up, and nice dig by Kuckelman falling over to get that one. Dieters hits it to the back line. Returned by Judd for Troy. Fumler sets this up and tip over by Weststein. Kramer keeps it alive for Centralia. Up in the air by Kramer. Big blast by Peters. There for Troy with Franken. And over. Nice dig. Again, moving to our left is Kramer. And set over on the second try by Centralia. Tipped over by Wettstein. Hitting in the air is Josie Aberkamp. Here's a set near side. Peters. And that's blocked to the net. Kept alive by Troy. Nice rally. Both teams. 11-6 Centralia first set. And now it hits the middle. Nice dive by Kramer once again. Hits into that corner and is down. And Troy Koppelman gets the point. And Centralia now leads 12-6. Well done by the Centralia libero to put it in a good spot. Here's the serve return by Carly Grable. Big windup and down for the kill in front of Kuckelman for Harper Wettstein. And Troy responds. Back to a 5-point deficit for Troy. 12-7. Early portion of this opening set. Third match of the day. First semifinal. Judd to the middle. Down for the ace in front of the diving Troy Kuckelman. Troy back within four. The serve by Judd after the ace. Now return by Kuckelman. Here's a set by Kramer. Far side for Dieter. He's going to tip it over a couple blockers. Good job by Grace DeGrable to get under it, but Franken and Judd miscommunication. And it's hit out of bounds. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Rogers. 13-8 Centralia up by 5 opening set. Take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
KMZA.
13-8, our score. Centralia getting an early run. Give 6-2, and they've been able to hold Troy to a 4-6 point lead. And out of the break, up by 5, they'll serve it here, up 13-8. Owen Dieters to serve it, the 5'6 junior for Centralia. And having to dive for that return is Franken. We'll tip over and down for Harper Wettstein, getting it up and over Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp of Centralia at 13-9. Troy just trying to get this one back within two or three. It's been at 4 or 5 for a while now. Struggling to get that one over, but just barely able to is Centralia. Troy trying to respond. Wettstein threw a couple blockers to make it part. That was actually Eva Fumler, the setter, getting it on the fun. It's back to within a 3-point deficit. Just what Troy needs out of the break. And then break through and make this a 2-point set here. Served by Wettstein and a nice dig by the libero Kuckelman. Big wind up and a blast, but a dig by Judd on the shot from Kramer. Far side Grable, partially blocked by the net. Kept alive, Dieters. Here's Kramer. She's going to set it over on the third hit. Set by Wettstein. Sets up for Carly Grable. Deflected. Was it deflected? No, it was not. That was touched for sure, but Centralia is going to be the benefactors of a incorrect call by the officials. And it is 14-10, and even the Jonathan West people on their side said that that ball was touched. It should be 13-11. Instead, it's 14-10. Big windup, and Gracie Grable had her hit partially deflected, and Frankie got hit in the face, and it got over to Centralia's side. Windup too long for Bronsterman. So Trey gets the point back, and like I said, Franken getting hit in the face. It goes over to Centralia's side, and after that, they get the point. So a nice little exchange. After they don't get the call, and now a service error against Carly Grable, which just sends that one too strong, and the senior unable to get back-to-back points. It's 15-11. Carly Grable still pretty upset with the fact that she didn't get that call with the deflection. Comes over to the bench for a brief moment. Turned by Judd on the Centralia serve. Backward set by Wettstein, and mistiming it. Grable, nice dive by Dieters. Here at the out-of-bounds line, nice little tip in, and it's Marshall Big, but unable to keep it alive for long as Marissa Brockstrom with that beautiful just tip down right in front of the middle, in front of the net. Makes it 16-11. Troy has the deficit cut down to 3. It's back up to 5. A nice tip. Oh, beautiful pancake dive by Owen Dieters. Tip of the net. Brought back over to Centralia's side, though. That was Kramer who got it. And now a rejection of the net as Hank Kramer wound up and put it into the net to give Troy the point at 16-12. Troy still trying to break through and make this one a little bit closer. Trelia holding off the Trojans at arm's length. They've lined up. That one deflected. Nice job keeping it alive. Wetstein hook into that corner. And in that corner, unable to keep it alive, was Cynthia Niehaus. And Troy gets the point. Might have went out if Niehaus didn't touch it. It was going to be close, so she kept it alive. But it went out of bounds off of her hit. She kind of just threw her arm up at it. 16-13. And now another service error from Troy. That has been a bugaboo of theirs here in this opening set. It's back to a 4-point lead. You cannot do that against the number one seed in Centralia. It will take that point all day. 17-13. Service from Hayden Kramer, and Judd might have need to let that one go. It might have went long. Another nice dig from Dieter. She'll set it over. She has been phenomenal with her digs all night long. This will be blasted over by Wetstein. Returned by Kramer. Here's a set by Kuckelman, and will be sent over by Tim Kramer. Here's a backward set by Wetstein. They charge one to Franken, but that's into the net, and it's back to a 5-point lead for Centralia. 18-13 opening set. Anders trying to run away with this one. Troy trying to keep it competitive. Turn by Judd, way in the air on that return. Gets it to Emerson Weber, and she, oh, I thought that was underneath the net, but it goes off of Rockstroman and down on Centralia's side, so Troy gets the points. I didn't think that shot by Weber had enough under it to get over the net. So 18-14, Troy trailing by 4. Service from Eva Thumler, the senior. Turned by Kuckelman. Set by Kramer, winding up for his heater. So just tip it over. And Franken's going to hit it over on the second try to that corner. And keeping it alive is Kramer. And hit over by Troy Kuckelman. Fantastic job by the Panthers on that scramble. It's set over. Dieters with the return. Kramer. This is up for Brockstrom. Put the charge into one down for the kill. And it's back to a 5-point lead from Centralia. And Tori Kuckelman will now serve it as their lead continues to stay around that 4 to 5 point range. Serve from the libero clips the net, but finds the hands of Weber. It's hit over to Centralia's side. Set by Kramer, big lineup for Dieters. Nice dig by Christensen. Keeps it alive. Fumbler is set over by Judd. It's a free ball. Either way, glad to just stay alive. And that one goes right over. And that she touched the net on the follow-through. Did Josie Haver get up to 5'10 freshman and makes it 19-15. Christensen will exit for Troy. And back in the ballgame is Carly Grable, the senior. 19-15, our score, opening set. Serve from Franken. Served by Kuckelman. Here's a set by Kramer. And he'll tip over and down. Easy tip over and down for Owen Dieters over a couple blockers. Nobody in the area code. It makes it 20-15. Serve, far side, return from Grable. Tipped over by Wetstein and dug out by Dieters. In the air, Dieters gets it back, hits it over and down in front of the diving, in front of the diving Nicole Judd, the junior libero for Troy. Sorry, senior. I'm getting that mixed up. Number 11, grade 12. 21-15, Tim Kramer, the 5'6 junior setter with a serve. Backward set for Fumbler, hits it over. That is Emerson Weber on the hit for Troy. Backward set Kramer, lined up, and nice dig by Judd, keeps it alive, and they get it over. Well done, nice scrambling from the Trojans. Another chance, this one over by Josie Haberkamp. And Franken gets that one, tipped over by Harper Wetstein. Hopped up in the air by Kramer, now by Hayden Kramer, now over by Owen Dieters. Backward set, Fumbler, wind up, and Wetstein sends that one wide, and it makes it 22-15, and their largest lead of the set, and that forces a timeout by Kelly Rogers. Let's step aside for a timeout for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
22-15, our score in the opening set. Jared Subby back with me here in Burlingame. Semifinal number one, BBL Showdown. Charlie is starting to pull away here in set number one. Service from Tatum Kramer, that's returned by Carly Grable. Set by Eva Fumler, and hit over by Harper Whitstein, that's down for a kill. Pass the diving Tori Kuckelman, the 5'7 senior, couldn't handle that one, the libero for Centralia, and Troy gets a point after the Kelly Rogers timeout. Service from Nicole Judd, the Troy libero, returned by the Centralia libero. Set by Tatum Kramer, near side, big wind up, and Azabar Haberkin gets the kill. Pass, Nicole Judd couldn't handle it. On the back line, makes it 23-16. Just two more points. Charlie will have this first set won. Owen Dieters to serve. Return by Franken. Here's the set. Hit over by Judd from beyond the attack line. Wind up and a nice dig on by Franken on the chance from Haberkamp. Set up in the air by Kuckelman, tipped off of the pole, and back to Centralia side by Hayden Kramer. And Troy, with the point, makes it 23-17. Troy trying to make it interesting. Got a long ways to go, though. Served by Whitstein, returned by Kuckelman. Set by Dieters, tipped over, and ready for it was Franken. Tipped over on the second try, and Centralia wasn't ready for it. Well done. Nice job by Eva Fumler. She will get credited with the point with a little sit over on in the second hit. Whitstein, another serve, down by five. Back line returned by Dieters. Set up by Tatum Kramer. Big wind up and hit over by hitting Kramer. Set up beyond the attack line. Big wind up Harper Whitstein. Dig by Owen Dieters. And just hit over by Isabel Haberkamp. Here's a set by Whitstein. Partially deflected and out. And they get the points. Gracie Grable will get the point for Troy. It's back to a 4-point deficit for Troy. And timeout's going to be called by the Panthers, by Sydney Osterhaus, as Troy has scored four of the last 5 points. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the, on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not up.
23-19, our score here in set number one. Jared Sluppy back with you. Troy has scored four of the last 5 points after it was 22-15, serve from Troy, set up in the air by Isabel Haberkamp and hit over by Hayden Kramer. Here's the set by Harper Whitstein, back to her teammate Eva Fumler, deflected out of bounds. And no, they're going to say that that was, yep, no, they got it right. They said it was deflected. It's the Jonathan West crowd. I'm kind of surprised they have been rooting for Troy here. They came to their feet in order to support Troy. So a big plot twist in this one, 23-20 is our score. Backwards set, big wind up, and that one is blasted down for what will now be set point number one. It's 24-20. Substitution will bring Claire Heinen into the game for the Panthers, the 5'6 sophomore. She'll serve it. Return from Franken to the back line. Judd, instead of ahead to Fumler, she'll head it over to Dieters. Here's the set by Tatum Kramer. Big wind up for Brockstrom. Nice return by Whitstein. Tipped over by Fumler. Dieters ready for it. You know, Kramer backwards set, big windup, and now unblocked at the net, hit over to Troy. Grable to Grable, blocked at the net, and down, and that is it. Isabel Haverkamp wins it for Centralia, 25-20 in the opening set. Detroit made it interesting after Centralia had a 7-point lead, and we will go to set number two coming up in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia won set number one, 25-20. They had the command the whole way, but it did feel like it was starting to get a little bit close to the end. Troy had a 7-point lead, and Troy got it down to 4, but they were able to hold off the Trojans in set number one. Nice blast by Franken forces Dieters to her backside, but the play is still alive. Big windup, that's blocked and out of bounds. Carly Grable gets the point. Josie Haverkamp went up for the block, forcing Troy as she can keep it in play. But Troy gets the opening points. Really, that first set, Centralia. It was 2-2, then 4-straight for the Panthers, and from there, it was a 4-6-point lead the whole way. And that was blocked. Holly Grable up front. Well done, and it is 2-0 Troy. Nice start for the Trojans, trying to keep their season alive and extend their winning streak, their largest since September of 2014. Turned by Kuckelman. Here's a set to the far side and tipped over. Nice dig by Fumler. Ended up in the air by Weststein. Blasted into the net by Carly Grable. And Centralia has their first point of set number two. Heinen and Brockstrom check in. In for Kuckelman. And Josie Haverkamp. There's a serve by Heinen, and that one's into the net. And now Kuckelman and Haverkamp check right back in for Heinen. And Haverkamp. 3-1 Troy, second set. Peter Kramer backwards set. And that one hit to the back line. Judd all over that one for Troy. Wind up, and that one into a couple of Panthers that dove into each other, kept alive, and the Panthers hit a free ball over. Opportunity for the Trojans by tip over and down. Nice wherewithal by Harper Wittstein, the sophomore. She is, tell you what, starting to look more and more like a junior and senior every single day with the way she plays. 4-1, served by Wettstein, returned by Dieters. Here's a set to the far side. They wind up, and now into the net by Brockstrom. It's 5-1 Troy. What a start by the Trojans. And another serve from West Stein. Driven by Kuckelman, set by Kevin Kramer, to the middle, wind up, blocked, kept alive momentarily, and down for the kill. Nice response after a 5-1 start. Shirley gets the point. Serve coming up from Kinsey Niehaus. Turn by Franken. She'll get it right back. We'll be on the attack line. Hits the net and drops down for the kill. We got that shot to work in the first set once. Gets it to go here as well. This one was actually right on top of the attack line. It is 6-2 Troy. It'll be Kenzie Christensen with the serve. Turned by Dieters. There's a set by Tatum Kramer backwards. Lined up and partially blocked on the attack by Hayden Kramer. Three ball is going to be hit over by Eva Fumler. Set to the far side. She'll try it again. That one's down for the kill. That's actually Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman. Makes it 6-3. Panthers down early. Trying to rally back. Served by Kramer. Served by Christensen right up against the net. And that's going to be a lift. Actually, I think she ran into the net. She backed into it. So back-to-back points for Centralia. It's a 6-4. Winner of this one will play in the championship match between the winner of Donovan West and Bishop Seabury. Turn good from Troy. The Centralia side, big windup in Dieters. It's hit back over by Christensen. The Centralia side on the return. Ball tip over by Brockstrom. Therefore, it is Fumbler. Here's a setup. For Gracie Grable to the backside, it's Kuckelman with a return. Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters hits it over. And needing some help, able to get it. Free ball sent over by Judd. Here's a set. Hayden Kramer sets it up for Owen Dieters and tries to tip it over a blocker. It goes out of bounds. And playing for Troy makes it 7-4. Emerson Weber checking in for Nicole Judd for Troy. Troy the 5-seed just 9 wins on the season. That one barely gets over the net, and the return is hit over and down. Tori Kuckelman didn't even know it. He just kind of dove and kind of collapsed onto the floor and dropped right where there was nobody on the back line for Troy. And then when she looked up, all of a sudden her teammates were celebrating around her. She's kind of wondering, oh, what happened? Oh, we got a point. Awesome. So it's 7-5. And the battle at the net is won by Australia. I think they said Franken hit the net, and it is 7-6. So Centralia has scored 4 of the last 5 points after Troy started out with a 6-2 lead. Backward set far side, and that one is down for a kill for Eva Fumler, the setter for Troy. Makes it 8-6. Fumler will now serve it, the senior. With the service, returned by Kuckelman. Set by Kramer, big windup. And it'll be just tipped over by Dieters. Return by Franken, big windup. Weststein had it, partially blocked. Set to the far side, Dieters. That one over a couple blockers. Nice take by Judd, goes over the Centralia side. Sits up in the air. Kramer sets this up for Josie Haberkamp, and that's too long. Makes it 9-6. So after their lead was reduced down to 1, it's back up to 3. It's 9-6. Set number 2, Centralia 1, set number 1. 25-20. Good serve, forcing Josie Haberkamp to bend to a knee. It's a free ball hit over by Owen Dieters. A couple of Trojans now run to each other. And that third hit is not going to make the net. So, a poor play from both teams, but it goes to Centralia. The Panthers will definitely take it after having to just scramble to get a free ball over on returning a serve. Kramer serves it. Christensen to knee to get it back. And freaking is blocked up front by Josie Haberkamp. And it lands down on the Troy side. It's back to a 1-point deficit for Centralia. It's 9-8 here in set number 2. Hayden Kramer to serve it now for the Panthers. Trying to tie it right here. Returned by Christensen. Judd hits it up in the air and right at the attack line. Weststein blocked, but it's down. Josie Haberkamp, too far away from the net, was unable to get it back to the Troy side. Jonathan West will now go from the stands down to the locker room and get ready for their upcoming semifinal match against Bishop Seabury. They line up for Dieters. Kept alive in the second hit. They hit it over the Centralia side. Set by Tatum Kramer to Owen Dieters. That one gets through blockers. Kept alive somehow by Franken. Hit over to Centralia side. Incredible scrambling of Centralia. They can't scramble to get it back over as Tatum Kramer hits it out of bounds. And Troy somehow gets a point with Trojan bodies falling everywhere. And it's back to a three-point lead for Troy. Served by Franken, returned by Kuckelman, set by Tatum Kramer to the far side and tipped over by Isabel Haverkamp, and it's down for the kill. Nice response to avoid their largest deficit of the set and the match as well. It's 11-9. Return by Franken, not great, but kept alive. Looking to free ball over to that corner. Kuckelman with a return. Tatum Kramer to the far side and a big windup for Josie Haverkamp. And stays alive, kicked over by Fumler. Nice dig by Judd to keep it alive for Troy. And a big windup, and Wittstein is out of bounds. It was just wide. Just barely. That was close. Kelly Rogers thought she might have got away with one there, but instead, it's back to a one-point set. It's 11-10. Troy in front here in set number two after Centralia wins set number one, 25-20. Well, maybe set for Wittstein, and a foot Peters to her backside. A beautiful kill, and Troy says, oh, we're not going to be tied. We're going to take the lead right back and get it back to a two-point lead. And it's 12-10. Nancy Christensen back in the game. She'll be up front for the Trojans. Nicole Judd to serve it. Now on gets over barely. Kuckelman with the return. Backwards set by Tatum Kramer. Big windup and nice save by Judd to keep it alive for the libero. Tipped over by Carly Grable. Here's a set. Right side. Tips. Nice dig. Partially to keep it alive. That goes up. And that goes out of bounds. Franken made a nice attempt at it, moving forward and to her right. They couldn't keep it alive, and Centralia back within one. Now the official from the near side, who's in charge of all the substitutions, among many other things, of course, is talking to the official up against the net, talking about, I'm not quite sure what. We will see. And currently sits 12-11, Troy leading over Centralia here in set number two. Trojans trying to force a third set for the second straight match that they've been in after defeating Burlingame 26-28, 27-25, 25-19. And now the side judge will go ahead and talk to Kelly Rogers, possibly about the rotation. And yep, I think it is about the rotation. That appears to what is what's going on here. Now Kelly Rogers is relaying that message to her team here. So nothing happens in terms of the score. So now Centralia is going to get ready to serve this one with Claire Heinen checking in for Josie Haverkamp. Here's a serve from the 5'6 sophomore. Backward step from Fumler. Wettstein blocks. And they're going to say that Troy went underneath across the line, stepping over to Centralia's side, and we are tied, 12-12. Troy had the lead for most of the set. Frank again, not a great return. Judd sets him up, tipped over, and nice dig behind him, but it's to nobody. It's into the net, and Troy gets the lead right back, 13-12. And Haverkamp checking right back in for Claire Heinen. Heinen has done a good job checking in and doing what she needs to. Harper Wettstein to serve it for the Trojans. Nice dig by Kuckelman. Keeps it alive. Dieters did a good job following up. It's poked over somehow. The ball never got more than 4 feet above the ground. This one kept alive. Out of bounds. And it somehow went around the pole, it looked like. They're going to say that it went on the right side of the pole somehow. And a big windup. And Judd returns it on the back line. Tipped over. Dieters ready for it. Here's the set backwards. Up against the net. Tipped over to the Troy side. And the Centralia is up against the net. It looked to me on that hit by Isabel Haverkamp that it went around the pole, but the official said that it went on the correct side of the pole somehow as she was falling away out of bounds. Either way, Troy gets the point. They're up 14-12. Not a great return by Haverkamp to keep it alive. Somehow, Centralia has done an amazing job scrambling. Big windup. That one's blocked. Kept alive. Grable sets it over to Centralia's side, and the set is down, and Centralia's back up by three. And a timeout is called by Centralia as the Troy crowd is the most engaged they've been all day as they are tied for their largest lead of the match. We'll take a break for 30 seconds, 15-12 here in set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
15-12 here in set number two. Panthers forced to call a timeout, down 15-12. And a correction, their largest lead was 6-2 for Troy. Trying to get back to that right here as they're up 15-12 here in set number two. Set to the far side, Brockstrom's in quiet. This set is blocked, and that's going to be four hits. And now they have tied for the largest lead of their match at 16-12. Centralia tied it 12-12, and now four straight points for the Panthers, for the Trojans. Turn is good. Backwards set. They wind up, and now one too strong from Isabel Haberkamp, and it's 17-12, Troy. Panthers trying not to let this one get away from them. Panthers trying to win this one in two straight sets, and Kramer trying to just barely tip this one over. Grable is ready for it. Carly Grable to clarify. It over to Centralia's side. Here's a set. Big wind up, and that one is going to be a violation against Troy. It's a 17-13. Troy's making a lot of mistakes, some service errors, some of those mistakes like stepping underneath the net, some of those rotational mistakes as well. 17-13, Centralia down by four. Turned by Judd is in out-of-bounds territory. Keeping it alive is Whitstein, deflected to the net. Gets alive to the Troy side, and then just hit it over. Peters, Tim Kramer, far side, big windup, partially deflected on the attempt from Hayden Kramer. And now a big windup for Greasy Grable, and that goes long. It's back to a three-point deficit for Centralia. Huge points back-to-back to make it 17-14. Head coach Cindy Osterhaus giving her team some words of encouragement as well. Backward step for Carly Grable. That one returned by Tatum Kramer nicely right on the attack line on the left side. This will be set over by Kramer. Franken with the return. Backward set by Whetstein. Hit over by Fumler. Here's a set. Tatum Kramer middle. Brockstrom one. Big wind up and it's down for the kill. Big time kill at a big time moment for Marissa Brockstrom, who has now her first kill of this second set, and she was dominant in that first set for the Panthers. The serve now coming from Kinsey Niehaus. Here's a set from Whitstein to Carly Grable, deflected and down for the kill. Didn't have a whole lot of mustard on it, but it's able to get down in front of Hayden Kramer and Marissa Brockstrom to make it 18-15. Trojans holding on to their lead that they've had for the entirety of this second set. And now serving will be Mackenzie Christensen. Big slap of the ball, you can hear audibly. Backwards set, big wind up, and now one blasted down for the kill. And now it was beautifully set up for Hayden Kramer. Well done by Tatum Kramer, the 5'6 junior setter for Centralia, who's having a superb afternoon. Reminder that the second semifinal is coming up next. Time for West, Bishop Seabury. Return is down for an ace. Mackenzie Christensen misread it, and it's a one-point set. It's 18-17. Four straight points for the Panthers. Hit up in the air, big windup, and Gracie Grable sends that. Is that in? Yes, it is. It's down for the kill to stop a four-point run for the Panthers. It's now 19-17, Troy, with the serve, Gracie Grable, returned by Dieters. Here's a set, far side, Dieters charges into one, too strong, and that makes it 20-17, Troy. Seems like whenever Centralia gets close, Troy is always able to get that lead right back and get it to 2-3 points. Grable, another serve. That one into the arms of Kuckelman, set by Kramer for Dieters. Just tips it over. Turned cleanly by Troy. Set near side and deflected. Fumbler hits it over. Far side, Dieters. That's blocked to the net. Kept alive by Australia. Hit up in the air. Dieters is going to set this over. Turn by Wettstein. Set to the near side. Fumbler hits at the back line. Return by Niehaus. Set is up for Dieters. She sets at the back line. Return by Gracie Grable. And she'll go ahead and bump this to the back corner. Probably could have let that one go, but keeps it alive for Centralia. Set far side for Dieters. Deflected by the net, but kept alive by Troy. Good rally here. Big lineup for Franken. Back line. Return by Hayden Kramer. Up against the net, Hayden Kramer. And a violation. That's going to be against Centralia. And it's 21-17. So now four straight for the Trojans. Make it 21-17. Kuckelman set far side, Owen Dieters, and now it's blocked at the net, but it kept alive by Centralia, and they somehow get it over. Incredible by the Panthers. The scrambling is amazing up against the net, and Franken gets the kill, which just tips it in front of Dieters, and that is five straight for Centralia, or make it for Troy, and the timeout is called. It is 22-17, and timeout is called. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Five in a row for Troy. They lead at 22-17 here in set number two. The Trojans trying to force a third set against a team that they lost to three times in the regular season. Serve for Gracie Grable. Down the middle, return by Kuckelman. Set up in the air. Lined up and through the blockers and down for the kill. It was deflected out of bounds. That was Marissa Brockstrom that got the kill. In between Fumbler and Weber. 22-18. Kuckelman with the serve. Return by Fumbler. Set in the air by Wettstein for Franken. She's blocked. Nice dig by Judd to keep it alive for Troy. It's set over. And then return by Dieters. Set to the far side. Dieters gets it right back. She sets to the back side. And it's returned by Wettstein. It's set over. Free ball for Centralia. Opportunity here. Set up for Dieters, right in front of the attack line. Popped up in the air by Christensen. Brings back down off of the roof and set back over. Centralia, nice rally out of the timeout. Set the far side for Dieters with the charge into one. Nice save by Christensen. Might have jammed her finger. Didn't sound very good. Set to the far side, Dieters. Slapped over. Nice dig. Diving by Winston. Popped up in the air. And it hits the ceiling on the other side. And Centralia gets the point. And a deficit back down to three. So back-to-back points out of the timeout. It's now 22-19. And the serve by Kuckelman. Turned by Judd. Wettstein is set over. Hit by Dieters. Set by Tatum Kramer. Far side, Dieters. The middle, Judd, not a great return. And then it's down. It goes towards the Troy bench. Timeout's called by Kelly Rogers. And it's 22-20. We'll be back again in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Three straight points after Centralia calls a timeout. It is 22-20. Troy calling a timeout of their own. Centralia will serve it with Kuckelman once again. Here's a return. Hit up in the air by Wettstein and set over by Franken. Turned by Dieters. Set Kuckelman. Now in block. Dieters blocked the front far side by Weber and Franken. And it's 23-20. Troy trying to force a third set in this very fun, closely contested second set. or in this match, excuse me. Here's a serve. Barely gets over. Return by Dieters. Far side. And that is blocked to the net. And down for Troy. It is set point number one. Josie Haberkamp is defended at the net once again by Weber. And Franken went over on that one as well. Set point number one. 24-20. Here we go. Eva Fumler with another serve. That one gets to Dieters. Tatum Kramer set middle. Dieters and tips it over. Nice dig to Franken. Tipped down by Tatum Kramer over the net. Troy wanting to call that she touched the net, but she did not. And it's 24-21. Set point number two coming, but Australia now has the serve. Can the Panthers get a rally going? Kramer into the net, and that is going to do it. 25-21, the final in set number two. We're going to a third. Let's step aside for 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screenings. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Omaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
What a fun one this has been as Centralia won set number one, 25-20. Then Troy responded with a 25-21 victory in set number two. They got to an early 6-2 lead and had the lead for the entirety of that first half of the second set, including a 15-12 lead that forced Centralia to call a timeout. They grew that lead to 18-13, and Centralia got 4 points right back to make it 18-17. And whenever Centralia, they went on a mini run, Troy was able to respond right back as they scored five straight to make it 22-17 to force another Centralia timeout. And out of that break, Centralia scored three straight to get Troy to call their first timeout with it 22-20. And then out of that timeout, Troy scored three of the last 4 points to win the set and force a third set. What a fun one it's been in that first set that was controlled mainly by Centralia. They had anywhere from a 3-6 point lead for the entire way. They actually got to a 7 point lead at one point. It went down to four, started to feel like Troy was starting to get back into it, but then Centralia got that last point. Here we go with set number three. Troy is going left to right. Centralia doing the opposite, and we are underway with the Trojans serving first. They wind up, Dieters is blocked, and the Trojans with a big time block to start things out. That was Carly Grable up front. Gracie Grable also going up on that one as well. 1-0 Troy. First set, Centralia scored the first point. Second set, Troy scores the first point. Third set, Troy does it as well. Served by Judd. A return by Dieters. Set by Kramer. And a big time kill for Isabel Haberkamp, the 5'11 junior. And we are tied 1-1. Should be a fun one. Has been so far. Dieters with the serve. Returned by Judd. set by Fulmer backwards for Wetstein. Nice dig by Tanner Kramer. That ball was blasted. He's still able to keep it alive as Dieter slaps it over. Chance for Troy on a free ball. Set far side. Big windup for Grable. She's blocked. Keeps it alive for Troy. Tipped over and off the net. Wetstein couldn't quite tip it over the net right up against the pole. And Centralia with their first lead of this third set. It's 2-1. Service from Dieter. Returned by Judd. Here is a hit up in the air by Fumbler. Beyond the attack line, Franken. And returned by Dieter. Hit up in the air by Tim Kramer. Beyond the attack line, free ball sent over. Too strong from Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10 freshman. And we are tied 2-2. Up for Wetstein, the sophomore. We'll serve it here. Here's the serve. Back near side. Return clean. Set up. A wind up and a blast that's deflected, but through to the Troy side from Hayden Kramer. This is tipped over by Carly Grable, and Kuffelman couldn't handle it on the back line. That might have went out if she didn't touch it, but Troy gets the lead right back. It's 3-2. A couple of points in a row for the Trojans. Back and forth to start this third set. Serve from Wetstein once again. Turned by Kuffelman. Set by Tanner Kramer near side. Having to hesitate a little bit. And Kramer puts it into the net. That little hesitation kind of messed up her rhythm. And the 5-7 freshman can't get it over. It's 3 straight points for Troy. Largest lead of the set so far. Another serve for Wetstein. Near side. Not a great return. And it's kind of a rough spot for Kramer. And it's put into the net by Josie Haverkamp. And that's 4 in a row here. The Trojans fans stomping their feet to my left. Another reminder that Jonathan West, Bishop Seabury, is coming up next. We'll be broadcasting that one as well. Return good. Here's the set up for Brockstrom. And right there was Harper Wetstein. Set this one up. And poor timing for Gracie Grable. But tough spot. Kuggleman has to dive to get it. Cedars puts up towards the net. And Hayden Kramer puts it into the net. That is 5 points in a row. Timeout Australia. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here in the first set on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your
peace of mind. Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
Big windup, and that one was deflected out of bounds, apparently, by Troy. And Centralia's going to get the point. To me, it didn't look like it was tipped. But Centralia's going to get the call. He got a close call like that in the second set as well. Actually, no, that was the first set. And it was a pivotal moment because Troy had their deficit cut down to 3 and would have cut it down to 2, but instead they got a 4-point lead, and now Centralia's deficit is cut to 3. It's 6-3 here in this third set. Over from beyond the attack line, Franken almost got that one down, but diving is Dieter to keep it alive. That one should have let that one go. It was Franken. She knew it as soon as she touched it. It goes out of bounds. Hayden Kramer got away with one, and all of a sudden now it is a 2-point set, 6-4. Australia won the first set 25-20. Troy won the second set 25-21. Returned by Franken. His backwards set by Wetstein. A colleague Rabel went down for the kill. Far side, Tatum Kramer. Good to handle it. Makes it 7-4. And it will be Carly Grable doing the serving after getting that kill. And the official giving some extra time because it appears that Tatum Kramer has a little bit of a cut that is producing some blood on her finger. Well, I guess that's actually her hand. It's her right hand. Kind of towards her palm. And she'll have to tape it as well. Head coach Cindy Osterhaus doing that for her. And we're back underway. Serve from Grable, middle, diving to make that one. Big wind up, and that one by Brockstrom. Nice save. Goes back over to Cecilia's side. Well done by Grable. And this one through the hands of a couple of Trojans, and Ian Kramer gets the kill. And that makes it 7-5. What a fun semifinal match this has been. Hard to believe we get to do this again with Jonathan West, Bishop Seabury, and then we get the championship game as well. It's been a fun day of volleyball that started at 2 in the afternoon with Troy defeating Burlingame in three very heavily contested sets. In the air by Wettstein. Setting up is Grable, and that one is down for the kill. Back far corner. And makes it 8-5. And Jonathan West, crowd to my right, also hoping for a Troy victory as well. They are not wanting a rematch of the championship from last year that was at Centralia in the sub-state. But Jonathan West did win that, as that is going to be too long. That's going to be a service error by Gracie Grable. A little bit too aggressive on that try by the junior, and she'll come and sit. And back in the game is the junior, said that again, the senior libero, Nicole Judd. She'll return this one, 8-6, Troy lead. Wind up, Franken hits it over, returned by Dieters. Here's a set, right back to her, big wind up block, but down on the Troy side, and Dieters with a big time kill. Back to a 1-point deficit. Troy had a 6-2 lead. It's been reduced to just one. Serve. That one goes to Judd. It's a bad return, and it's going to be an ace. In the way with the crowd is reacting, in the way the team is reacting, you would think the score was 24-24. It's 8-8. We have a long ways to go. They have tied this one up after coming back to be down four. Good return by Judd this time. Backward set by Wettstein. Hit over by Fumler. Return is clean from Centralia. Up by Tana Kramer. Not great timing by Dieter. She just hits it over. Judd pops it up in the air. Here's a set over in the third try. And Franklin gets it down on the third try. It was just a little set. And they wrap it around a couple of Panther defenders. And Troy, just like they did in the second set, right when Centralia gets that nice little mini run going, they're able to stop it right before they are able to take a lead. And Troy gets it right back. It's 9-8 in favor of the Trojans. And this one, a beautiful serve return by Tana Kramer on the front line. Up a couple minutes, it'll be set over by Dieters. Deflected. That's two hits. We're going to hit the third one over. It's a free ball by Christensen. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer to the near side, and Dieters. That's blocked. Hit the line by a couple minutes of Centralia. Right back to Dieters, and she'll just hit it over. And that one is down for the kill in the middle of the court. We are tied once again, 9-9. This crowd here in Burlingame is explosive on both sides of the ticket. Served by Tori Kuckelman to the far side. Return from Wettstein. Backward set by Fumler. And now into the net by Franklin. And Australia has their first lead since it was 2-1. It's now 10-9. To back line. A bad return. Kept alive, Bill. Free ball hit over by Judd. Far side return. Set by Daniel Kramer. Setting it up for Josie Hamilton. Gets the kill. It feels like every single point this place is going to explode, as it is now 11-9. He has scored 9 of the last 12 points here. Return by Christensen, hit in the air to the far side. Wettstein into the net for yet another Centralia point. Another timeout from Troy. Let's see another mistake by Troy. The timeout is called. Both teams have called one timeout. We'll take a break for 30 seconds as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Centralia has scored 10 of the last 13 points. They trailed 6-2. Now they lead 12-9 here in set number 3, semifinal number 1 here in the Class 1A D1 Burlingame Substate Tournament. Jared Sluppy with you. Tori Kuckelman with the serve. Return by Emerson Weber. Hit up in the air by Fumler and hit over by Harper Wittstein. Free ball. Set to the near side by Kramer. To Dieters. Blocked but out of bounds by Emerson Weber. And make it yet another point for the Panthers in this major run. And Troy trying to stop it here. Thrown by Judd. Near the net. Tipped backwards and set over by Weber. Rushing up to get it. Here's the Panthers. They wind up and into the net. Josie Haber can't quite get it over. Put up too high on her palm. And they stop the run right there. The little mini, well, no, I guess it's a pretty large run. Again, they've scored 11 in the last 14. Now it wasn't the last 15 points, including that one. 13-10 Centralia, third set. Returned by Dieters. Set by Tatum Kramer. Pops up in the middle. Dieters gets it over the defender and down. Carly Grable, the blocker. Nobody behind her. It's at 14-10. Service for Tatum Kramer. Return by Franken. Hit over by Carly Grable to the Centralia side. Here's set Tatum Kramer to the near side. Big wind up for Dieters. And she's going to let that one go, baby. But a goal Judd touched it up and he goes out. It's now 15-10 Centralia. Would have been close, to be fair. It was a tough play, diving to her right. It's 15-10. Their largest lead of the set. Returned by Grable. Here's a set to the middle. Wettstein has to rush up to sit that one over. Backward set, wind up, and that one partially deflected in the net. Here's a set to the far side. Wettstein kind of whiffed on that one. Centralia has been getting all the opportunities to put charges into one and get kill attempts. As for Troy, they've been forced to play more defensive. They haven't really had any opportunities to get any kills here this portion of the set. 16-10 Centralia. There's a set backwards and tumped down after an attempt from Centralia, or from Troy, I beg your pardon, to Troy's side. Centralia now with it. Set to the near side, big lineup. Dieter deflected. And they're going to say that Troy touched the net. I believe that was Carly Grable that touched the net. And they now have their largest lead of the match. And yet another timeout for Troy. It's 17-10 in favor of the Panthers. And they're starting to run away with it. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
17-10 in a ruckus Berlin Game High School Gymnasium. You would think this was a really close in terms of geographical location, but it really seems had to travel quite a ways to get here, and they've shown out greatly. And here's a blast, nicely done by Troy's Kelly Grable to get the kill. Actually, correct your impression, that was Harper Wittstein who got the kill. And out of the timeout, Troy with a much-needed point. And they now trail 17-11 here in this third set. Centralia won the first set 25-20. Troy won the second set 25-21. Panthers lead by 6 here in set number 3. Backward set, Tatum Kramer, tipped over by Dieters, tried to push that one to a spot. Couldn't get it there. Well, tipped down, and Dieters ready for that one. The far side, a big windup. Nice job digging that out by Harper Wittstein. This will be set over, free ball, opportunity for Centralia. Set up by Kramer near side, Dieters sending it over defenders. Not a good decision. This is going to be tipped over. Nice dig by Kuckelman diving to her right. Dieters puts a charge into one to the back line and touch the net. Hockey collection, Troy, touch the net. Another point for Centralia. It's now 18-11. Dieters with the serve. Return goes over the net and fantastic dig by Judd on the rejection back from Tatum Kramer, and that one squeezes by Carly Grable for the kill. Very fortunate that Centralia was unable to capitalize on that Troy mistake. The Trojans get the point. It's 18-12. Going by 6, and that is a service error They have made too many of those here tonight. It's now 19 to 12. Claire Heinen in to serve this one. The sophomore with a good serve to the back line. This will be set over to the back side. Kramer keeps it alive. Peters will be free ball set over by Heinen. Opportunity here for the Trojans. Setting this one up for Grable. Nice save by Heinen to keep that one alive. Set it over by Dieters. Second try by Franken. It's bumped over. Free ball for Centralia. Big wind up and an easy kill on the far side on a big danger attack by Isabel Haverkamp. And that really got the crowd going here in Burlingame. Their largest lead of the match. It's 20-12, and Centralia is starting to run away with this thing. Turn clean by Franken, and she'll get it right back. And that one, nice turn by Dieters. Set by Tatum Kramer to the middle. That's blocked, but out of bounds. Good try by Carly Grable, and it's 21-12. Three straight points for Centralia. 9-point lead. The turn, that one goes right over on top of the net, and it's dumped down for the block. It's a 22-12. It's gotten out of hand, and Centralia is on their way to the championship match. They just got to put three more points on the board. Get up in the air. That one hit the back line. Returned by Heinen. Here's backward set. Up for Isabel Haverkamp, trying to scramble, keep it alive, and they do not do it. Diving all over the place to try to keep it alive, and it's 23-12. Gracie Grable is frustrated. They trail by 11 here in this final set, and that one goes into the net, service error, and Troy gets it back. Harley Grable, the senior for Troy, with a serve down 23-13, and that one is out. Too wide on the far side, and it's match point for Centralia. And this will be Kinsey Niehaus serving. There it goes, returned by Judd. Here is a set to the far side. Wind up for Franken. That's down for the kill. It's 24-14. Service now coming up for Gracie Grable. To keep her composure. Turn by Dieters. Not a great return. Goes around top of the net. Poked back over to the Centralia side after it's poked back over to the Troy side. It lands down. And it was Fumbler who ended up getting the point. It's 24-15. Backward set, wind up, and that one blocks to Centralia's side on an attempt from Isabel Haverkamp. They are able to get it to Troy's side. Wind up, Franken is blocked, but it's out of bounds on the Centralia side, so another point for the Trojans. Makes it 24-16. So a long ways to go for Troy. Another match point coming up. Turned by Kuckelman, set near side. Brockstrom, turned by Grable, hit up in the air by Wettstein gets through a couple blockers to Centralia's side. Haverkamp trying to put it away, and she does, and that is it. Correction, that's Hayden Kramer getting the final points. 25-16 in the final here in the third set to get the match final. The 25-20, 21-25, 25-16, and Centralia is on to the championship match. Step aside for a couple minutes and get you ready for semifinal match number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're
subject
in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Kansaland. We're wrapping this one up. Centralia defeats Troy 25-20, 21-25, 25-16 to get the number one seed Centralia on to the championship match. They'll take on the winner of the second semifinal, Donovan West and Bishop Seabury, coming up next. How it all unfolded in the first set, Centralia gathered an early run, 6-2, and was able to keep Troy at bay in the 4-6 point range for the rest of the set to win that 125-20. In set number two, Troy got up to a fast start, 6-2, and had it for the entirety of the first half of the second set, including a 15-12 point that forced Centralia to call a timeout. That lead grew to 18-13. And Centralia has scored four in a row to make it 18-17. And whenever Centralia went on a little mini run, Troy, they responded right back as they got five in a row to make it 22-17, forced another Centralia timeout. And out of the break, Centralia is thrown right back with three straight to get Troy to call their first timeout, with the Trojans leading 22-20. Kelly Rogers' team was able to get three of the last 4 points in the set to win 25-21. But Centralia was too much in that final set. It was another 6-2 early lead for Troy with 5 points scored in a row to start the third set. However, the Panthers would rally, scoring 11 of the next 14 points to take a 13-9 lead, and they ran away with it from there with a lead as large as 12 at the end to win it 25-16 in set number three. So Centralia versus either Donovan West or Bishop Seabury. We'll find out who it is in about 20 minutes or so from now. We'll be back here with a little bit of pregame in 15 minutes from now here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.